Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
On this edition of Magic Pod Squad, we catch up with Jerry Ice Reynolds, one of the original members of the Orlando Magic. And if you are a longtime Magic fan, you certainly remember Ice. Magic fans, the Florida Department of Transportation reminds you that fans don't let fans drive drunk. If you've been drinking, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, find a sober driver or catch a ride service. Remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Have a great night and drive safe. There may not be a better storyteller in Magic history than Jerry Ice Reynolds. We take a stroll down memory lane, and he fills us in on some of our favorite Magic stories over the years. When Scott Skiles needed Jerry Reynolds to shoot the basketball to get 30 assists, we kind of peel the curtain back and get some insight from Jerry on what was going through his mind on that night. Where does Capaya come from? Jeff Turner's trademark on the air after a big shot. We get that as well. Jerry Reynolds playing for that inaugural Magic team, the characters that were here in 1989. 3 years in Orlando, the best 3 years of his professional career. So many stories, that and much, much more on this edition of Magic Pod Squad with Ice Reynolds.
This is Jalen Suggs of the Orlando Magic.
This is Jonathan Isaacs.
This is Mo Bamba.
This is Cole Anthony.
This is Franz Wagner of the Orlando Magic, and this is the Pod Squad.
All right, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Magic Pod Squad. Dante Marcatelli, George Gelate, Jeff Turner, one of JT's former teammates here in City Beautiful, Jerry Reynolds. They played together 3 years. Jerry played 8 years in the NBA, three of them right here. He's living over in Tampa, and Jerry is as mad as I am about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Tom Brady being eliminated from the playoffs. I'm upset about this, Ice.
Oh, man, my GOAT, the GOAT, man. He did all the GOAT things to get us back, and then the defense gives up that play. I cannot believe that.
No, it was frustrating. It was frustrating, but it's great to see you. We're looking forward to story time, you guys catching up with Jeff Turner about those early years and having some fun in the NBA, but I guess start there, Ice. What memories do you have when you see JT? You've been in the building a couple times, and you think about those 3 years in Orlando.
Oh, man, for me personally, man, it was the best 3 years of my career, and I just loved it, man. That's pretty much why I'm still living here in Florida today. And, you know, my teammates, the fans, the organization, everything was just kind of perfect, man. Everything, the timing was great, you know. I that was my first opportunity to not play behind anybody. You know what I mean? All the previous years of my career, I had all-stars that I had to wait to get some playing time behind. And when I got to Orlando, that wasn't the case. Everybody was, you know, it was a fresh start for everyone. And the opportunity was just there for whoever worked the hardest. And, you know, to start the opening night of the opening game, the first game, that was like the highlight of my career.
That's cool.
So what's that like, Jerry, when you get that call? You're in Milwaukee or sorry, you're in Seattle at that time, and you get the call to say that you're going to be a part of this expansion team in Orlando. What is the first thing that goes through your mind?
That was it, really. Like, really, I get to go where there's no superstars, there's no, you know, and go to a fresh situation. I mean, that was just what was what the doctor ordered for me, you know, and I was elated. I was really elated and looking forward to it.
This is what people probably don't understand is like, you know, back when you and I came into the NBA, rookies really, you had to find your place, right? You were drafted and you, as you're saying, there were fewer teams. You had to play behind established players. And I tell people all the time in Orlando, when we started as an expansion team, really, that was the uniqueness about it is that you come in and we were all kind of on the same level, right? There was no pecking order. You just came in. But it made for a very competitive environment every day in practice, everything.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I was ready for all of that. You know what I mean?
Because,
you know, I think I was 5 years in when I got to Orlando. So I was a veteran. You know, I knew how to play. I just wanted to play. I just wanted to have that opportunity to show what my skills were, you know, because I think they were kind of closeted on the other teams. Milwaukee, you know, we had a couple of all-stars, Cummings and Moncrief. Then I get traded to Seattle. I have X-Man and Dale Ellis, you know, and it was a veterans league back then, you know, and Don Nelson broke me in really early. Like even as soon as he drafted me, he said, Jerry, rookies don't play for me. I don't like rookies.
Welcome to Milwaukee.
Why do you draft me then? Why would you draft me then? You know, I was happy to be drafted, of course, but sure, you know. Sure. So yeah, it was just a different time. But like Jeff said, that Orlando situation was just everybody on the same page and on the same playing field. And you know, the best guys started on opening night. And I just happened to be one of those guys. And I cherish that night.
Well, your three best statistical years, over 12 points a game all 3 years here in Orlando. But I got to get into this jumper. I got to get into this offense that you have. I got to get into the, you know, it says online, and you got to correct me if I'm wrong, but it says you started that 24/7 saying that your jumper.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah, I got to hear the story. Okay. Is it a fact or not?
It's well, they say it's a fact. I don't say it's a fact because I'm from New York and people talk trash in New York. So
yes.
I had heard that many, many times before I uttered it in an interview when I was at LSU as a freshman and I was being interviewed and the guy was interviewing me. So he said, well, Jerry, tell me about your jump shot. Actually, my jump shot was the worst part of my game.
Really?
And so he goes, well, what about your jump shot? I said, man, my jump shot is on 24/7, 7 days a week. You know, I'm just talking smack, man. And years later, it didn't even happen right away. I heard years later, they said, I'm the guy that started it, which is funny to me. Every time I hear that, it brings a smile to my face because I didn't start it.
But
I'll take the credit for it. Okay.
Jeff, does that sound like Ice? Ice didn't talk out there, did he?
Ice talked a lot of stuff. There's so many great Ice lines. And, you know, Jerry, I share, you know, stories with these guys all the time about those early days. And, you know, one of the things, you know, I remember about you was there was a time where like free throw shooting, right? Like when you first got to the Magic and everything, you didn't shoot a lot of free throws and, you know, you were probably average, but there was a stretch where you decided that for you to be a scorer, a great scorer, you had to get to the free throw line. And I remember you telling, you know, us as a team, you know, just in your way, your trash talking way, that you made the decision that if I'm going to be a scorer, I got to get to the line and I'm just going to make them. And it was kind of like a mental thing, right? And wow. I just, you know, I tell young people that all the time when I talk, if you decide that this is how you got to score, you're going to step up to the line because you want to be there. And that's the way you approached it. Do you remember that at all?
I mean, well, yeah, because, you know, I figured out, you know, as I was going through my career of playing behind people, that when I did get into the game, there were no plays run for me. So in order for me to score the ball, I had to figure out ways to do that other than having plays run for me. So I was a good defender. I got steals. I was a decent rebounder. I got rebound putbacks. And then Don Nelson was the one who made me become a better free throw shooter. Every day in practice, Don Nelson used to say, "Jerry, I love the fact that you get fouled and you know how to get to the basket on anybody. But when you go to the back to the free throw line, it's like a turnover, Jerry." He said, "You're like a turnover. You miss both free throws and we just give the ball back to the other team." And that used to wear on me and wear on me and wear on me, because when I got to the NBA and in college, I was a 55% free throw shooter at LSU. And then when I came into the game, I mean, to the NBA, I was a 56-57% free throw shooter when I first entered the league. And with Don Nelson telling me that almost every day in practice, I started to work on my free throws and work on my free throws and work on my free throws. And I think my highest percentage in the NBA was 80%. So I went from 50, wow, 80. And as a result, my average went up as well. You know, I never scored double figures in the league before until I got to Orlando. And, you know, and that's when I kind of, my game, I was a veteran. I was kind of in my prime when I got to Orlando. I was like 27, 28 years old. So everything was, the timing was great, you know, and thank God for Don Nelson used to yelling at me about being a turnover. You're like a turnover.
Don didn't want you there as a rookie, and Don doesn't want you shooting free throws. Like, it sounds like Don is all over you when you get there.
He wanted me to shoot free throws better. I actually got fouled a lot, but I used to go to the line and come up with nothing. And that was very frustrating for me, to be honest, you know. So I just took it upon myself. I was a professional and I knew that, you know, that was going to make me into a better player.
Jerry, who was the competitor that brought the best out of you? Who was the best trash talker? Who was the one that really got you going the most?
Chuck Person.
Okay.
Chuck Person used to talk more smack than anybody.
Is that right?
And he had an attitude from college, actually, with me personally. So we had a thing all the way from the SEC. He and I entered the SEC as freshmen together. And I think I was the freshman of the year. But he won the freshman. I think Kenny Walker actually won it. Was okay. The freshman of the year because, man, we were loaded in the SEC. Chuck was at Auburn. I was at LSU. Kenny Walker was at Kentucky. Jeff was at, I think, Jeff, you were a year earlier than me, weren't you, Jeff?
Yeah. Yeah, I graduated in 84. So you were the next year after. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, but it was loaded, man. And I remember Chuck Person coming up to me the first time I ever played against him in the SEC. He was like, "Yeah, Jerry, I heard about you. But I'm the SHIT around here as a freshman. I've never seen this guy in my life, you know." And he's like coming up to me, like, "Okay, whatever." So yeah, and then we went to the NBA, and it continued.
That's fantastic.
And for the record, I got my career high on him I scored 34 points on Indiana when Chuck was with Indiana, and he was guarding me most of the time.
Did you let him know? Did you let him know you were going for 34 at that time?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm sure. Had a good time talking smack because he plays well. He was a shooter, and you know they set a lot of picks for him, and so yeah, he was draining threes, but he got the business given to him that night.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So then we've got to segue Dante and George to one of my favorite Ice stories. And Ice, I know you remember this, but we're in Seattle and Maddie, you're playing is Del Ellis, and Maddie gives you the assignment. We come into the locker room and Dale just is going off. He's just Del Ellis, right? And Maddie comes in and Maddie sits, doesn't say anything. And then he says, what I remember, Ice, is, Ice, I gave you one assignment. And Ice just gets up, looks at Maddie and said, yeah. And I'm changing the language a little bit, but yeah, but he can't check me either. Swagger, baby. That's what I loved about Ice, man.
That's great.
It wasn't fair, man. It wasn't fair because they were running every play for Dale Ellis, right? Okay. And he's coming off of 10 screens on each play.
Right. Right.
And I'm trying to avoid this obstacle course of screens, and all these guys are screening me and so on. I'm getting screened, and he's just draining shots. And so, you know, when we got to the timeout, or was it the halftime? I don't know. I was pretty salty because I wasn't having any plays run for me. So he was getting to take time off on defense when he had to guard me. I don't even think he was guarding me, but anyway, I was guarding him, and I was supposed to be a good defensive player. So, but like I said, the screens, I was having a problem with getting through the screens that day, and he was hot. So, and I was pissed that, you know, he wasn't having to guard me. You know, I'm not a scrub on offense. He can't check me either. So, yeah, that's a story that I heard Shaq tell that story on one of the podcasts somewhere or something like that.
That's beautiful.
Shaq was a rookie at that time, and he wasn't used to NBA guys talking back to coaches and stuff like that. So it was pretty funny. Yeah, I think I slapped the clipboard out of his hand or something. I don't know.
It wasn't a long halftime. I just remember that. It was very simple.
Was that the end of halftime, JT? Was that
pretty much
at the end?
Pretty much. Ice just kind of just poof. There it is. Drop the mic right there, baby.
What about the Kapaya story? We got to get this on the record. We've heard your version, JT. The Kapaya story is a great one, too.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com.
One that, and Jerry, you know, Jeff still uses that on the air too after a big shot.
Oh, kapaya. Okay. Yeah.
That's how you say it, see?
I got that from a local guy that you guys may or may not know by the name of James Fly Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a big ABA star for sure.
Yeah, and a college star. You know, this guy
as
a freshman at Austin Peay, right? He was in Tennessee, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
So you might know him. So I moved to this neighborhood called Brownsville when I was 14 years old, and Fly lived right across the street from me. And so there was a basketball court right in front of the building where I lived. And Fly, the older guys, Fly, World Be Free, and all these guys from my neighborhood used to play outside there and right where we used to play. So when we were out there playing, those were the older guys. So they would come kick us off the court. Man, get out of here, shorty, get out of here. You know, we playing right now. And I would sit there and watch Fly Williams destroy everybody. Wow. And so he used to say when he would hit shots, he'd be like, kapaya.
So you'd heard James Fly Williams say kapaya on.
Oh, man. Hey, yeah. So he used to hit shots on people and call kapaya while the ball was still in the air. It was dropping from all over the place, you know, and it was almost comical that the guy was that good. And really, before I saw Michael Jordan play, Fly was the best basketball player I had ever seen in my life.
Before, what about the neighborhood? That neighborhood's crazy. You got World Be Free, James Williams. Like, that neighborhood's nuts.
I mean, those New York City playgrounds, right?
Jeff Houston, Sidney Green, you know, just a plethora of professionals came out of Brownsville. Phil Sellers, you know, just a bunch of guys. And so me being growing up there, man, I just was exposed to a lot of professionals as a young kid. And I just developed a thirst to be where they were and to be as good as they were. World Be Free used to ride around in this Mercedes that came through the neighborhood and stuff. When he was with the Sixers, and it was like everybody knew that was World. You know, he's just got the only Mercedes in Brownsville. You know what I'm saying?
That's great.
Yeah. So it was great, man. It was great growing up there.
All right, last thing, Ice, and then we'll let you go. We really appreciate this time, but your time in Orlando. When you think about, you know, Jeff was just saying that the characters in that locker room, a fresh start for you, a new team. A city that was just alive for NBA basketball, right? I mean, those 3 years just had to have been a lot of fun for you.
Oh, man, it was the best, man. The fans, for me, were the greatest, man. And, you know, we didn't win a lot of games, but the fans treated us like we were like the Lakers, like we were the Showtime Lakers, because it was just the energy every night. You know, they came. And they cheered for us, and we felt it, you know, and we appreciated it. But yeah, those 3 years were the best 3 years of my career by far. And Jeff being one of my teammates, Terry Catledge, we had Reggie, we had Sid Green, Otis Smith, Nick Anderson. Man, we had a ball, you know. It was a good group of guys, and we really worked hard, and we enjoyed the fans. The fans made it what it was, you know. They made it great, and they still have great fans there, you know. So it's awesome. It's awesome.
Well, we love to having you back, and I know the 30 assists is a great story too. I mean, we could go on and on, and
I didn't even mention Skiles. I didn't throw Skiles in there. I mean that guy was Sam Vincent, Skiles. Those were our guards, man. And man, we Skiles was an assist machine, you know, and tough as nails. And he was a joy to play with. You know, all of our guys that we had there, that initial team, were great guys, you know. So it was awesome. And
Jerry, did you really not know that he was one assist shy when you shot that last shot? Did you really
I had no clue. I had no clue. I was playing my game, bro. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it because that's the reality of it, you know. When I finally hit the shot, you know, I think I knew the when he had the 29th, that's when I was alerted to it. You know, because I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't in the loop, I guess, you know. I was out there doing Jerry Ice stuff. I'm trying to get to the cup. I'm trying to get to the cup, man.
Jeff, did you know? You must have known, right, Jeff?
It kind of like filtered down. You know, Alex Martins, you know, was our PR guy. He's, you know, sitting silent. He told the coaches, and then it kind of drifted down. But Jerry was never sitting on the bench.
Yeah, I was on the court.
He was in the game, he had no idea.
I didn't know what was
going on. You know, we're trying to let him know, yelling out, "Ice, just shoot the ball."
And that meant this shoot meant to me just get your shot, not just grab it and shoot it. I wasn't that guy. I wasn't just a catch and shoot guy. You know, I'm a catch and dribble and go to the basket kind of guy. So I figured it out. Okay, don't dribble and just shoot it. I got it.
I'm sure Scott saw Jerry put the ball on the floor every time and is cursing inside. God, did Jerry just shoot the ball?
Yeah, he was. We talked about that later, you know. He's like, "Damn, Jerry, I was trying to tell you." And it's like, I didn't get it.
It was easy to get under Skiles' skin and everything, though. And then the red and just little things. He was so competitive and everything. So we could go back to the Capaya story, and it all started with Ice. You know, people used to tell me that this is like, or people have told me that this was like trolling is today. Ice is sitting on the bench trolling Skiles in the game because Tim Hardaway is just lighting him up, and he had the Capaya mindset going on.
For your own teammate.
Jeff, it's so funny that you remember that Capaya thing. You know, I haven't used it or heard it in so long that it's really
legend. Good. Come on now. It's legend. Chip Carey. Still uses it as his email.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. It was you know why, Jerry? Because it was so great. Because it was so funny. Because Skiles, man. The face was turning red. He was getting lit up. There was nothing he could do. But that's the way we were. See, that's what I tell these guys all the time.
And he's just yelling Capaya on the bench?
Yes. Yes. To his own, because Hardaway was in that zone. And it was sort of like what he was saying about life. But see, the thing is like those days, it was like there were a bunch of we were just guys together all the time. And we gave each other grief, you know, constantly. Yeah. That's what we did. That was part of our locker room culture. And it wasn't nasty. It was good natured and everything.
Yeah, it wasn't personal. It wasn't personal.
No, no. But some people,
yeah.
Scott Skiles, yeah. you can kind of see it, you know. So the fact that we were playing and he was upset, he was kind of, it just, you know, we were all trying to suppress. I just wanted to laugh out loud while I was on the court. That's why. if someone hits a really big shot during a game, I just let it go. Kapaya!
Oh, it's a natural thing for you now.
It's a natural thing.
Yeah.
So that lives
on. It's all
that
because of you. That's where I heard it first.
That's too
Where important. Does Ice come from? Where did you get the nickname Ice?
Sixth grade, I'm playing out on the playgrounds during recess, and I never even knew who Iceman was at the time. And so we're in the playground, and I guess I used to shoot crazy shots that went in, and the guys that I was playing with they were like, man, you make shots like Iceman, like Ice. And I was like, I didn't even know who this guy was. And then I started to look at it a little bit. And so, what is this?
No, you're good, Jerry. You can keep talking. We'll just get the audio.
And then when I moved from that neighborhood, I moved to a different neighborhood, and I'm meeting new friends, and these guys are like, man, what's your name? And I said, Ice. And it kind of stuck.
So, that is great. I love it. Well, this has been so much fun. We appreciate this, and we look forward to seeing you back in the building here soon, Ice. Thanks so much.
that's how that whole thing started.
Oh, that's great. Well, thanks for joining us, Ice. We really That'll do it for this edition of Magic Pod Squad. We'll see you next week.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.